Our shout out this week goes to Roy Batty, who a replicant designated N6MAA10816, rolled off the assembly line at the Terrell Corporation today. Welcome to the world, Roy. Yes, Roy. There you go. There's basketball tomorrow night. Thunderbirds versus Trinity Western Women at 5:07, streaming live on CITR.ca. And remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. Stick around. Erica and Eleanor are chopping at the bit, waiting to get on the air with Femme Concept. And don't forget, someone will be here at 3:30 to fill in for Napkin Boy on Nardwar the Human Serviette Presents. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Bye-bye.
Station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
You are listening to Femme Concept on CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded Musqueam territory of the Coast Salish people in Vancouver, BC. My name is Erica.
I'm Eleanor.
And we're here just doing our thing. I feel like I haven't been here for so long. It's kind of crazy, actually.
First show 2016!
First show 2016, woo!
Very exciting.
Super exciting. Yeah, it's a new year for those of you who are out of the know. 2016, the year of living our truth. Our
exactly.
Our house has kind of decided that this is what the year is of, is living our truth.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of exciting. Eleanor and I live together,
yeah,
for those
small
who
disclaimer.
Don't know. That song you just heard is called Tokyo, and it's by Teen, who are a half Halifax-based, half New York City-based quartet, and pretty fun.
Yeah, three of them are sisters.
Whoa, the other one's probably like in the fights. They're probably just like the mediator, or just like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, definitely. There's probably some, I mean, all bands have drama, but I bet you there's also some sibling drama, and then the fourth
totally.
One's like, I'm out,
don't have to deal with this, peace. Yeah, no,
that's
pretty
nice.
Sick. Anyway, all hypothetical, not sure if that's factual information.
Yeah. They have a new album coming out on the 19th of February called Love Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Love Yes.
Should be good.
Cool. So today on the agenda, we've got a few things planned. Just talking about New Year stuff, you know what I'm saying? You know, some other
new
stuff.
New Year, new you.
New Year, new you.
Or
same
old you.
You. New Year, old you. Same you. Whatever you choose.
Really.
The world is your oyster, really. Especially in 2016. Live your truth. We're going to play music.
As we always do.
And I don't know. We'll see what else happens. Unexpected. You never know what's going to happen over here.
You never
live
know.
Radio. All right. So next we're going to play a musician who is participating in CITR's annual Battle of the Bands called Shindig, which is every Tuesday at Pat's Pub down on East Hastings. This musician, her performance name is Walgren. I believe live she plays a fiddle or a violin, which is pretty great. I haven't seen her live yet, but I would check her out. I think she's playing the semifinals for Shindig
next week,
which will be the
12th
of January.
I think, yes, it is.
Along with some other individuals that are killing it.
Mm-hmm.
So this song is called Made It Out, and it's off the Walgren EP that was released at the end of June in 2015.
Take me into the forest with you. We're going all the way in. We're going all the way. Tell me about your whole life. Don't lie. I'll know you when I see you. We're going all the way. I'm not afraid to die.
tell me lots of fellas. Small talking, lots of bullshit. Trying to get to know him better. But there's something about this guy that just isn't gelling. And my girls, they tell me, you gotta keep on trying. And a nice guy will come. And a suit full of millions. I meet the right one, right one, right one. Didn't seem like it was. I thought I was looking for it. No, I was waiting for love. Something inside me, I knew. I knew. And if I search for it, I'd never find you. Mind you. So I waited, so patient, so cool. Some dates with some handsome brothers. Everything was going good enough, but they just wasn't lovers. So no kissing and no touching, no exchanging numbers. And my girls, they tell me, you gotta keep on trying. And a nice guy will come. In a city full of millions, I meet the right one, right one. Didn't seem like it was, but I was looking for it. No, I was waiting for love. Something inside me I knew. That if I search for it, I'd never find you. So I waited, so patient, so cool. And then you are out of the blue. Out of the blue. You stole my heart. Out of the blue. Out of the blue. You're in my arms. Out of the blue. Out of the blue. Just like I knew. Search for, I never find you, find you. So I waited, so patient, so cool. And here you are, out of the blue, out of the blue. You stole my heart, out of the blue, out of the blue. You're in my arms, out of the blue, out of the blue. Just like I knew, out of the blue, out of the blue, out of the blue.
Get by, make it 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 the separation of a thousand roads. Ooh, my goodbye, my goodbye, my goodbye, my life. Girl, I gotta ooh, my goodbye, makes my body dance for ya. Ooh, my goodbye, my goodbye, my goodbye, my life.
And we are back. You're tuned in now to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories in Vancouver. This is Femme Concept with your hosts, Eleanor.
And Erica.
Just hanging out. What was the track we just heard?
Lured.
Don't know about the track we just heard, but what's the track we just heard, Erica?
It's called Makeba, and it's by Jane, who you have a bit of background on.
Yeah. So she's a French singer-songwriter, so she's based out of France, and that song is off of a EP called Hope that came out in I can't say earlier this year anymore because it's no longer 2015. Mm-mm. It came out in June of 2015, and this performer grew up in a bunch of different places, so traveled a lot in her childhood through Europe, Africa, and the Middle East, and you can hear the influences, I think, of those different places in her music, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm. In this song, Makeba is the last name of a woman musician, I forget her, I think it's Mary Makeba, and she was kind of a anti-establishment musician during apartheid in
wow.
South Africa.
That's sweet.
So it's about, this song is about and named after. And before Jane, we heard JB, the First Lady, who is an indigenous musician from Vancouver, and the song is called Out of the Blue off of her album Indigenous Girl Lifestyle, which you can get on Bandcamp. And then before that was Walgren with the song Made It Out off of Walgren EP.
And I do want to offer a little correction. Walgren's not playing at next week's Shindig. I believe she's playing at the one after that.
Okay.
So we were
good.
Incorrect.
Close, but no cigar.
Next week's going to have Ishuta, the new National Film Board of Canada, and the Psychic Alliance.
Very cool. Check it out. I'll be there.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about the new year.
New year. New year, new you, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't really ever feel like super, I don't really like have resolutions. I mean, I don't know. It's weird.
It's weird to attribute them to this specific time of year that if we didn't have the day of New Year's to mark it,
yeah,
it's just like there's nothing different between December and January. It's just like an arbitrary,
yeah,
right? So,
but the vibe is different. But I don't know if I'm imagining a different vibe or if the vibe is genuinely different.
Yeah, I think everybody is under the, well, most people generally are under the impression of it being a new year, so that's probably where the vibe comes from, but at the same time, it...
Because the people are like, oh, all the things I messed up on in 2015, I can just throw under the carpet because, you know, it's 2016, yo. Yeah.
But I think, you know, it's
at
like...
least the first week of January is like that. And then real life sits in and then it's like, oh, wait, I still, nothing has adjusted except merely I will write a different number on my piece of paper.
Yeah. Well, and I think and my it's emails. Like if there's stuff that you want to change or like shake up in your life, you know, you can do that whenever you want. It's not like you have to wait for a new Year's resolution. And I find some of the resolutions that are that my mind anyways, and I feel like maybe the broader public's mind goes towards is things to do with like, you know, like self-improvement, which can be great, but sometimes it's good to question where those things come from, you know.
Self-acceptance, improvement, and a fine balance of the both of those sides of things. Live Your Truth is totally mine, though. But I have that, like, every year. It's now it's being called Live Your Truth. I bet last year it was, like, be true or, like, listen to your heart or something over the years. It's just now it's just Live Your Truth, which just sounds way sicker and way more insightful and wisdomous and... Yeah. Also,
also, I like that.
I'm pretty sure that's a word. I'm reading a old Russian novel, Dostoevsky, Crime and Punishment. Doesn't have anything to do with FemCon, nonetheless. They say wisdomous. So I'm going to bring that into... Okay, Eleanor's doing fact-checking right now.
It's I don't know. Making I can't me scared. Tell. The second entry it is on translated, Google was though. Urban Dictionary, so that's a little skeptical.
That's a good resource for a lot of things. All right, true. We digress. We're going to play some more music.
Wait, there's one more thing I want to say about resolutions, which I think is interesting. There's an article on Bust Magazine right now that you can go look up. It's called The Power of New Year's. And the argument that this author makes is that a lot of resolutions start from this place of lack. Like, I'm not fit, so I need to be this. Or, like, I don't have this, or I'm lacking this, so I need that.
Yeah.
And, like, self-improvement and self-awareness is great, but the argument that this person makes is when you start from this place of lack of, like, what you don't have and just totally focusing in on what you perceive to be your flaws, that doesn't generally set you up for success or like progress in that thing.
Yeah, because I guess, well, that's the thing actually, because I think I was talking about this on the night of New Year's with some people. I was just like, I don't do resolutions because they're usually incredibly far-fetched. Like the real, like the standard, like if you start small, like any improvement in your life or whatever, take baby steps and you actually accomplish, it's way easier to accomplish and therefore you won't feel this like, oh, I'm not this. And then, oh, I also had to set a goal and I didn't end up like achieving this. Yeah, so exactly. I'm like a piece of, you know, whatever. Right. So yeah.
Be kind to yourselves.
Be kind to yourselves and start with baby steps. I read this poem recently. It's called How to Be Perfect. And it was like, it had little illustrations with it, and I can't remember the author, but it did say, like, brush your teeth, floss your teeth every day.
That was my New Year's resolution last year.
Exactly. See, that's not even that bad. That's great, and that's so good for your health. Overall health, like, that's amazing. Eat an orange every morning. It said, don't give advice.
Interesting.
That was one, which I actually think is really, that really made me think.
That's good advice.
Because advice is a weird thing. That's a whole other topic, but I'm starting to realize that that might be a great way to be perfect. Anyways, nonetheless.
What's up next?
This is exciting because Heinz is one of our favorite bands over the course of FemCon's existence. A four-piece band from Madrid. Eleanor interviewed them at one point. They just released their album yesterday. It's called Leave Me Alone. It's very fun. And it's party-ish and summery feeling, and that's kind of nice when it's dreary and not super cozy.
And they've just been, they've done outdoors. So much this
They're
year.
Killing it. They're just, they just like, they released like three songs and then like toured the world
times
10, and now they're on in like another tour.
Yeah, they're just, they're really...
Killing it.
Yeah, it's great. So it's really...
And they have a good energy, and they're positive, and they're excited, and they just do what, they just do their thing. And there's... Yeah.
This album is called Leave Me Alone, and little bit of behind the scenes around that is comes from this fact that because of their quick rise to success, a lot of people had perspectives about what they should be doing, and after a certain point they kind of hit this point where they were like, just, we know, like, thank you, but like, leave me alone, because we know ultimately this is our project and we know what we want it to be.
Yeah.
So I think that's awesome.
All right. We'll let that resonate with you. This song is called Warts. And it is off of Leave Me Alone by Heinz.
Mm-hmm. she's worse than a cop. And you won't do no so tender, but she's not a lover mine. She has more names to moan, but you only hear bada 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 ba. So let her with your smile. So let her close your eyes. So let her with your smile. So let her close your eyes.
Hello, you are listening to Femme Concept on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. That song you heard is called With a Little Help by Sunbathe, a band I can't recall where they're out of, I think Portland. And prior to that, song is called Next to Me by Jay Sum, and she recorded and produced the whole thing. And there's a little note on her Bandcamp that says, P.S. I'm still learning the drums, dot, 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 dot. Just kind of funny. And then before that is Heinz with their song Warts off their new album, Leave Me Alone. Really fun, great album. You should listen to the rest. You can stream it on NPR or
buy
it's available
up
for purchase on a variety of music databases. So there you go.
Great stuff.
Great stuff.
And in case you missed the intro, this is Femme Concept. And on this show, myself, Eleanor, and Erica, my co-host, play entirely FemCon music. And FemCon is a piece of music that fulfills 2 out of 4 categories. And those categories are...
The music has to be composed by a self-identified female. Lyrics written by a self-identified female. The music composed, did I already say that?
Yeah, lyrics.
Produced, okay, I'm already messing it up. Composed, produced, lyrics performance.
There you go.
So yeah. Performed in the band, wrote the lyrics, oh my gosh, I'm just going to pause there. 2 of 4 categories, those are the 4 categories.
Yes.
I'll
essentially,
let you do
women are involved in
actively participating in the production or creation or however you would like to call it, mm-hmm. of music. And that's what we focus on because we think that is important and we think that we should be participating in condoning that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. 1:42, we've got a few more minutes.
How
20
about,
more minutes.
Yeah. Radio Zero will be on next and then Nardwuar.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Nardwuar, and then Lady Radio is on at 6 p.m. There will be a live band called Rooms. And they're going to do a little interview with the musicians as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really familiar with their music, but...
Neither am I, but I do. They are a Vancouver-based band, and members of that band have performed in other Vancouver groups, including Loose Tights, who
oh, right.
have been prominent in this scene. They played on CITR a few years ago for LGBTQ Day that we had, and I think one of the members as well is also... one of the organizers for Shoutback Fest, which is a kind of queer DIY radical fest that happens in Vancouver in the summer. So I'm sure that'll be a really great set and also great chat after the interview.
Mm-hmm. So tune in to that for the rest of your evening. It's Friday, which is exciting. I have no idea what's up this weekend. I think it's pretty chillin'. I bet there are various things that we just don't know about because we're just out of the loop, but it's all good. Yeah, so Eleanor, do you want to talk a little bit about something you had been bringing up earlier?
Yeah, so one of the things that we've talked about on the show before, this issue that came up for female podcasters and news reporters a while back was this thing that has come to be referred to as vocal fry, which is basically when... well, I just did it. It's so funny. When you talk about it, you become so aware of it. But basically, there's a lot of women who make podcasts or who report for, like, NPR, and they get emails from people that say, like, oh, I love your reporting. You're really great, blah, blah, blah. But, like, you do this thing called vocal fry that I really hate, or they just – people express their opinions that they don't like the sound of women's voices. And there was a lot of responses to that that were kind of, like, you don't get to – or, like – this is just another policing of women in a way that tries to, like, make them be quiet or make them change. And people were really upset about it with a good reason. Like, I fully agree. That's bullshit. Because the thing is that men totally do vocal fry as well, which is when the end of your voice, like, goes down into the lower tones, like that sound. Anyways, that's not really the point here. It's kind of the background information because recently... somebody came up with a plugin for Gmail called Just Not Sorry, and you can install it into your Gmail, and then every time you put a just or a sorry in your email, it will underline it, kind of like a spelling mistake, so that you can think twice about whether you want to put what some people might call qualifying language or apologetic language into your email. And the argument is that women do this often to make themselves seem more likable or to make people more open to listening to their ideas and such. And the argument that the person who developed this makes is that this, like, it makes you seem less professional and less confident in yourself. So you should say sorry less and you should use just less. But then other people have been responding to this in the same way that it responded to the vocal fry thing, saying like, well, no, this is just another way you're trying to police the way that we talk and the way we communicate. And maybe the issue is not what we're saying, but the fact that other people aren't listening or other people are creating conditions in which we feel as though we have to apologize or we have to say, I just wanted to, you know. So I think it's really interesting because being people that talk on the radio, it, you know, it's kind of, it's pertinent.
Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty interesting, especially the plugin, the plug that, well, I don't have Gmail actually, but anyway, in theory, if I had Gmail, I would use that for sure.
Yeah, it's well, important. And I mean, to each their own. If you wanted to do that, then like go for it by all means. But I think in some ways it just kind of goes along with the lines of like, oh, well, we need to be changing the way we talk or what we say or being really critical about this when it's like, no, like you should be able to speak however you want.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, in terms of like not necessarily to use it as a corrective tool so much as a kind of awareness tool.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you never know, especially with email or any type of text, you know, texting and email, it's hard to know how people are speaking. So sometimes, like, I don't know, even I do that business-wise, like write things try to be very like apologetic just in case or whatever, or not apologetic, but yeah. But anyway, nonetheless, the fact that I'm aware of that, that's a great start. So, yeah. All right. We're going to play some more music to carry out the rest of the show here. The next band is called Summer Cannibals, and they're out of Portland, and I found them from the band we had just listened to before, Sunbathe. And I believe I think they're friends that play shows together. They're a great new band. So the song we're going to play is called Afraid to Feel, and it's off of their album Show Us Your Mind from March in 2015. This came out, so there you go. This song is called Afraid to Feel.
Why I'm not gonna panic this time. Listen to me now, a light in the corridor, glimmering in front of you, it reflects on you somehow, but smells to me of failure. You can't grasp what's staring right at you.
A stack of records here, a stack of records.